Hey, this is Shannon Lyon, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio at 101.5 UMFM.
Hey everybody, welcome to Steel Belted, Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM. My name's Jeff, your host here for the next couple of hours, coming to you from the safety of self-isolation. Hopefully you're enjoying the show, isolated from others, and safe and protected. I mean, get outside once in a while, maybe not while it's this snowy and cold, but you know. Make sure you enjoy the outdoors safely, away from people. Don't go to a busy park. Just find a street where there's not very many people and walk there. Yes, Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. Can't call me, of course. We are pre-recorded, as everyone should be. Don't want to be hanging out at no radio station, staying at home, because that's where it should be. But I do love to hear from you, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Drop me an email. Tell me how you're feeling, what you want to hear, what's going on in your life. I would, I'd love to know. Let's stay connected. There you go. Brand new music there from our old pal Shannon Lyon. And in fact, from his rockin' combo, the Shannon Lyon Pop Explosion, which is a band that he had years and years ago and kind of reformed recently. And they dropped a brand new record the other day. It's called Lighter Longer, and it rocks. Holy cow. It is not the mellow singer-songwriter thing. That song right there, Last Time I Cried, you might know from The Lights Behind, or I think it was on an earlier record too, was it? I don't know. It's been recorded a couple of times anyway, but that is a little more rockin' version. I want to play you one more from this track. You can get it on Bandcamp, by the way. ShannonLyon.bandcamp.com, I believe. And it's highly recommended. It's great stuff. So here's one more from the Shannon Lyon Pop Explosion and maybe a couple of rockin' tunes until the band to go home.
Problems with the same round. We were on the bottle. Well, tell me if you're leaving. Tell me it's not true. I just can't believe the things I used to say to you. The things I used to say to you. I'm guilty, let's not argue. I know what you've been through. But could you hold me tonight? Tell me everything's alright. I'm tired of living here. I'm sick of drinking too much beer. The money's all been spent. I can't afford to pay the rent. The TV's always on and everybody's dying. No one gets along, everybody's lying. Could you take me from here? I wish I could disappear. But could you hold me tonight and tell me everything's alright? Ba-dee-da-ba-da,
took a boat and then a train. Told a joke and said hello. Never asked for anything. Just a place where he could roam. Lord have mercy on the dancers and the queens, on the runaways like you and like me. Burn out by expectation, lost in lonely fantasies. Dry walls, daughters and preacher's sons like you and like me. His eyes are dark as midnight blue. Never raised up fists or batted an eye. Maybe I should call, 'cause I'm dying on my own tonight. Most days we are just who we are. And I can't be someone that I'm not, or say a glass breaks more than once.
Grandfather can remember. Plowing soil to digging holes, hauling coal to stripping down the timber. Then they showed up and they shut us down. The same old story, the same old town. It's like we don't matter, Mama said. At least that's how it seems. And that's the day I woke up from the American dream. What are you supposed to do when the God you're praying to up and goes missing? Leaves a trail of unpaid bills, broken homes and opioid addiction. And then a politician shows up promising that he'll return the jobs that God himself could not bring back. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Yeah, that's the day I gave up on the American. These lamentations are getting too damn hard to sing. These lamentations are gonna be the death of me. You see, me and mine, we ain't the kind to sit around idle and complain. We're tough as nails, mean as hell, without an ounce of quit in our veins. But the harder we work, the more they take, till all the good is gone for goodness sake. Neither the left or the right are gonna fight for folks stuck in between. The way things really are, the American dream. These lamentations gonna be the death of me. These lamentations, they're getting too damn hard to sing. These lamentations, they're gonna be the death of me. These lamentations getting too damn hard to say. Thank you.
Brand new music there from the band The Artisanals. I always hated that name, but I like the band a lot. They have a new record called Zia, Z-I-A, and the only way you can get it for a limited time is by buying it, which is brilliant. We were talking to Brian McMillan from Kennedy Road last week on the shut-in sessions, which if you haven't been listening, check out telltheband2gohome.com. Doing that weekdays at 3:30 Winnipeg time. And we were talking about how Kennedy Road kind of stumbled into a situation where they were able to sell their record before people were able to stream it. And as a result, it was selling like hotcakes. And the Artisanals, I don't know that they really planned that part of it, that they thought it out. But they have this new record that was supposed to come out later in the year, and they decided, you know what, we're all sitting around, why don't we just put out a download? I think it's only up for a week or something. You send them some money, and they'll send you the download of their new record. And normally, like, I love the Artisanals, but I don't know that I've ever actually bought any of their records. I listen to them online, but I don't know that I bought them. And I don't know that I would have bought this one had it been available to stream. So they kind of lucked into getting some of my money, and I'm sure lots of other people's money as well. And I've decided that this is the new way to make money in the music industry. You know, you're not going to make any money once you're streaming your record. So why give it away when you could sell it first? So you sell it for a while, a month, 2 months, whatever it is, get people to buy it. And then, you know, you get all people excited about it. You promote the record, and then you get another wave of promotion and another wave of new listeners. When you put it on the streams a couple of months later, your album sales dry up, but you've already sold a whole bunch. It's brilliant. So that's what we need to do. Well, not me, but, you know, musician types need to do. Before the Artisanals, we heard something new from American Aquarium. Their new album, Lamentations, is coming out, I think, in May. We heard Me and Mine, Lamentations, from that record. And they have a huge tour planned for the summer, including a stop in Fargo, Rock City, which I'm really looking forward to. Hopefully that goes ahead. It's getting a little iffy. Some festivals are being canceled in the summer already. Apparently even one in July in Ontario was canceled. Oh no, that was, you know what that was? I think the South Country Fair in Alberta was canceled in July, which is sad. Anyway, but what else did we hear in there? I don't know, because I was too busy enjoying the tunes. Oh yeah, Northcote. I like the Northcote. Dancers and Queens there. That's another great track from Northcote. And off the top of that little set, which I thought was going to lead us into a rockin' set, but ended up not, and it ended up just fine, we heard the Shannon Lion Pop Explosion, Things I Used to Say to You, from the new record, Lighter, Longer, which is pretty great. And I encourage you to check it out, because it's so great. Maybe we'll play some of those rockin' things now, shall we? Or should we play that? No, let's play the rockin' things. Yeah. Play a few of these little more upbeat things. Here's another brand new one from Steve Earle and the Dukes. This one you might know the song. Takes on a little bit of extra meaning, maybe, because the name of his kid is John Henry. Tell the band to go home.
Miners voted union to a man. You never know it now, but that was it. big machines. They come, they brought in all the big machines. Cut more coal in an hour than a shift could in a week. John Henry could have told them what that means. When they come, they brought in all the big machines. Hey!
Shades, sha la la la, sha la la la. what he meant to say. He's sharp as a shark's teeth, and lonely as a New Year's Day. And he leans in close, and he speaks to you most direct. Just trying to connect. One step short of a revelation, making the most of the medication. Poor little genius, he's got what it takes. Everybody loves it when he sings and he shakes.
Thank you.
Oh, good golly, did I ever enjoy that. So good. That guy's name is Dennis Bauman. I think he's from Calgary, somewhere in Alberta. Anyway, I saw him for the first time at the Canmore Folk Festival last year. Remember when we could go to folk festivals? Those were good days. And I quite liked him. I didn't get to see enough of him, though. Canmore is a super small festival. There's only, what is there, like three stages? Three? Is that right? Main stage and two out in the field, I think. But somehow I managed to have so many conflicts. And, you know, we were there with Jeremy, so we weren't able to pay attention all the time. So I didn't really get to see more than a couple of songs from Dennis Bauman, but I sure liked him. And he's got a couple of records out right now, actually. He's got one is a solo record, and that one right there is Dennis Bauman and the Wild Roses. That song is called All I Wanted from an album called Sundog. And that's pretty great stuff. Come on, right? That's great stuff. A couple songs before that I respectfully submit for consideration for the Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Now, I have no input into these things. If I did, it'd probably be damn well songs or something. But I think that those two, especially the first of the two, I think might be good. And I know it's early. I don't know, are we planning to have a summer this year, or is that canceled too? I don't know. But if the times allow for a Twang Trust Song of the Summer, maybe one of those could work. Brian Wright and the Sneak Ups from the album Lapse of Luxury, which is a great title. We heard Poor Little Genius. And before that, a former Stu Dome performer, actually. So, you know, that you'd think that would give him a leg up. Steve Poltz with a song called Shaking Out the Days. Now, this came out on a thing called Nashville Unreleased Volume 1, Transmissions from Isolation Row. It was a fundraiser thing that was put out on Bandcamp. I don't know if you can still get it. It was only a limited time thing, but you should definitely go check. Lots of good stuff on that record. Charlie Witten's on there. Anthony DaCosta's on there. Liz Longley. Caitlin. I was getting mixed up. Caitlin Rose? Carolyn Rose. I don't know. One of those. One of those roses. All kinds of good stuff. Anyways, check it out. Nashville Unreleased. And off the top of that little set, we heard Steve Earle and the Dukes. They got a new record coming out called Ghosts of West Virginia. Let's see how many more songs we can fit in here before the top of the hour. This is all brand new music, by the way, and all good stuff. Here's something I got sent to me the other day, brand new from a pal of ours. He just recorded a song written and performed by his daughter, who I think is like 3 or 4 at this point. And he promised to send it to us. I think it's going to be great. This is brand new from our pal Matt Epp, who wrote and performed this song with country. She's a country singer, I guess. Eh? Kelly Prescott. She's country. I don't know. It's a good single though. Throw It Away. Brand new from Matt Epp. Tell the band to go home.
Taste of your lips, I would throw it all away for you, away for you. I'd throw it away. Would you throw it all away for me, for just one touch? Or would you feel too much? Would you throw it all away for me, away for me? Just throw it away. Baby, if we throw it away, we both know that we'd be crossing our fingers. Yeah.
Blackest mud, flash of color and a heavy thud. Tell me, baby, in your blood, do you still wanna see me? Before we talk this thing to death, we just might need a little breath. There was a time we used to be together. So please release me. Please release me. Please release me. You don't have to please me anymore. At a different pace, when you finally bow out of that race, all the things we'll never taste down at the finish line. I know the world had its way with you, it had its way with me too. There's not much picking left to do, the bone is clean and shiny. Talk this thing to death, I just might need a little breath. There was a time we used to breathe together. So please release me. Please release me.
Something from Harrow Fair there, their new album, Sins We Made. That's Shiloh. Don't play a lot of instrumentals here on the show, but that was pretty great. Before that, we heard something more from Kennedy Road from their great album, A Little Fight Left. We heard Release Me, terrific stuff. Before that, something from John Bleck he threw up on Bandcamp Day called Cinder and Smoke. Get it on Bandcamp and off the top. Matt Epp, brand new with Kelly Prescott. Throw it all away. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Please stick with us. Tell the band to go home. We'll return in a couple of minutes.